Hey guys, Pat Rarchy here, also known as the Patriarchy. All hail the Patriarchy, well into 2017. So, today I'm going to tell my red pill story. Yeah, like, the day I got woke. It's become a cliche at this point, really. I mean, the day that Lacey Green makes a normie video on it, you know, it's kind of dead. You're like, oh, Lacey's explaining red pilling. And, you know, she goes into the whole Matrix connection and how, you see that a lot of stuff in society is, you know, a lie, and you've been following a narrative. And she goes, I guess I got red-pilled a long time ago. But that kind of misses the point of red-pilling, because I think it's very specific, in my view. Maybe I'm wrong. I was a dumb lad. I was a dumb young boy, like a lot of people. I think where you're exposed, what you're exposed to when you're young, and what you're influenced by definitely is how your worldview gets formed a lot of the time. And my worldview was shaped by people who only told me things one way, and I had stereotypes all around me. Like, everyone that I knew that was a conservative or Republican or anything like that was your stereotypical, you know, like, oh man, I hate brown people. I mean, I knew those people. I'm not talking like the... I met people literally like that. Like, my whole life I knew people that were just insanely idiotic. And then all the other people around me that, you know, were liberal, I guess, or leftist, they were saying the stuff I thought I agreed with. They're like, oh, freedom of speech. Yeah. Oh, we don't like people telling us what to do. Yeah, you know, I don't like killing people and stuff like that. I don't really like violence. You know, I thought that was the right way to go. What red pilling really was when you realized that, like, oh, Fox News isn't the worst place. CNN's just as bad. It's not the sense that you become, like, a conservative and you start liking Fox News. It's just that you realize, oh, for, like, God, over a decade, it's been one narrative, pretty much. Because Republicans and conservatives are really bad at pushing their narrative. But basically, the narrative that we all swallowed as teenagers in the 2000s and on the internet and this late 90s, you know, overjoy for Bill Clinton, this hyper love for Bill Clinton's administration. People, they were raised to believe everything was one way. Like, I watched The Daily Show, I watched CNN, I watched MSNBC, I was like a lot of people, I watched, you know, the regular stuff, I watched Saturday Night Live. You were always getting this message, and you didn't realize it, you know? You thought, man, because it was always, Republicans are these, like, crazy asshole Christians that hate people. They hate gay people. They just love guns because they're violent assholes. And this was getting sold to you all the time. It was in the movies even, and it wasn't even really clear to me. I didn't really get it. And people are going to say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. But it's there, man. It's all. I mean, they at award shows now, they pretty much proclaim their political leaning. I mean, they don't hide it. Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep are making it very clear. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that or that I like it or dislike it. I'm just saying it is what it is. I didn't realize this, you know. I thought, well, these people are right because they're morally right. I thought it was the moral argument. These are good people. The other people are bad and don't have empathy. This is before I became pragmatic, I assume. I guess that's the best way to explain it. I like no bullshit people, right? I don't like the emotional aspect of it. I don't like sentimentality. When I was younger, I did, and when I was a teenager. But then I got older, and I started, you know, I was like, you know, I got to get out of my comfort zone. And that's when I quit being as religious, because I was really religious. And I started reading other books besides religious books. And I started listening to other people and being like, oh, there might be something to this. And I changed my mind on a lot of that stuff. So that opening, which is funny, it's the stereotypical teenage kid, like, Christian boys trying to become an atheist, pseudo-intellectual philosopher, hipster, right? It starts as that kind of bullshit, but really what it evolved into was I didn't realize that I was becoming more of like a libertarian conservative person, and then I was always kind of that way. I didn't realize that the things I was thinking really were closer to a certain view that wasn't being presented to me correctly. It was only being presented through other people's skewed view. Like, I was a Michael Moore fan, and I hate to say that, because I still think Michael Moore's very funny, and I still think a lot of his movies are entertaining, but, you know, he basically bends everything to manipulate you to think one way. And I bought that shit. You know, I bought Charlton Heston being a bad guy in Bowling for Columbine, but that's not true. You find out the context, and I was like, Jesus Christ, this is fucked up what Michael Moore did. It was my ignorance, and you know, I admit my ignorance. I think red pilling essentially is you stop the narrative, because once you're on one side for so long, right? Like, let's say you're a liberal hardcore your life, then once you realize, like, oh, maybe I don't hate conservatives, you're red pilled then, because no longer you're seeing one way or the other. You're never going to be completely blindly conservative now either, because you already were blindly liberal. Or vice versa when you switch over, I'd say. It's when you finally go, oh, and I'm not saying centrism at all. I'm saying when you finally realize, like, fuck, I know who I am, and you have to find your individual leaning and express your opinions. And you don't need a political party to represent. That's why I like libertarianism. It's like individualism, truly. And I hate to say I'm into objectivity. I'm an objectivist, whatever the fucking term is. Rorschach and shit. I like objection. You know, I have my own objective view of things. I don't really entirely buy into that. I don't think there's objective morality, obviously. But I have my certain ways I like things to be. And I want them to be that way, and I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to pretend to make people happy that I don't feel a certain way. So I realized that I didn't want a bigger government. I realized I didn't like the universal health care plan like I liked. I realized I didn't really have an issue with guns. I didn't know anything about guns. I'd never shot a gun before that. Then I went and started shooting guns. I met people who shot guns. I was like, oh, I was a moron about this. Okay, that's what it was. I opened my mind up to all these things, like, oh, I was wrong about all sorts of things. And the Pat persona, the character, it was frustration, because I believed one way for so long, completely, like, just radical even. I'd say, I mean, I wasn't too far off from an SJW. I wasn't quite there, but I was right on the cusp. And then the red pilling was essentially my moment was when feminists started saying to me, like a lot of people, I started the day I was on a fight on Facebook, and I was not really being a dick to this transgender girl. We were having an argument about something really mundane, and she started calling me a cis male and started going off on all the things and talking about my privilege and all that. And I go, what the fuck are you talking? And I thought it was insane at the time. I thought it was crazy. And I remember talking to like 10 of my friends, and we all thought it was crazy. But then I saw she had all this support. Everyone agreed with her. Like, everyone in the college that was in my town agreed with her. Everyone I knew agreed. I was like, shit, maybe I'm wrong. I thought I was a bad person. And it was conflicting. And then this kept happening more and more with race issues, with Black Lives Matter, with Hillary Clinton, with all sorts of stuff. And I kept being like, man, I don't agree with a lot of this stuff. And I felt like an outsider. Then, you know, you make a video on it. You talk about it. You express a feeling. And social media, it's tough, especially if you're a younger person. You get... Man, I've lost a lot of friends just expressing how I feel about politics, or I've changed my mind. Some people have come up to me and said, you've changed completely who you are just in a couple years. You're fucking fraud. You're fake. It's like, part of not being fake is changing. Like, I got new information, so I changed my mind. I didn't have access to the information before. I found it. It changed my mind. I mean, that's the kind of guy I always was. I didn't have... Like I said, people were only giving me selective information. They were only giving me what they wanted to give me my whole life. And then I started to get my own stuff. And I like that. I don't like people telling me what to read. This is an argument I get all the time. Like, what's great literature? You know, I've read Catcher in the Rye, Great Gatsby, Gravity's Rainbow, Infinite Jest. Go down the list. I've read the books. Fountainhead. I mean, I read them all. I read all the great Naked Lunch. I read all great literature. I like a lot of those books. But then I tell some other people that I like certain books, they go, oh, well, that's not really great literature. It's not at the prose and the depth and the subtext and all that. It's like, dude, I've read those books too, okay? Sometimes those books are overrated. I always say that, like, I got Great Gatsby pretty... It's like, yeah, the themes are pretty simple, and I mean, I'm not trying to knock it. I know people say I'm a contrarian, but it's just annoying. People think you have to, like... believe these broad things, like, this is a classic. You can't not think this is a classic. If you don't, you're an asshole. This band's great. If you don't like this band, you don't know music. It's this long... And it's something that exists, and it was that way politically for so long. It was like, if you weren't liberal, if you didn't like Obama, you were bad. And that was the environment I was in. I mean, Jesus, I remember Mitt Romney in the Obama election was fucking brutal. That's when I really started to notice that the people I thought were good people, the left people, they were getting really angry and vitriolic and mean, and being mean to me, and I agreed with them. So then I started going to people that I didn't think I agree with, and they changed my mind, because they weren't condescending to me. They weren't telling me how to live my life. They weren't telling me I was bad. They were just giving me their point of view. Sometimes they'd be assholes, and that's when I got into, you know... I mean, I'll, you know, the cliches, Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris, Hitchens. Then I started, you know, reading not just your typical philosophy. I stopped reading just Socrates and their, I said, you know, because that's all I used to just be obsessed with, was, you know, philosophy, like freshman crap, freshman college crap. Then I started opening my mind to other things. I was like, oh, there's other types of things that are, I opened my mind up to traditionalism and conservatism and keeping things a certain way, keeping certain values alive, a certain morality. I started to really like these things, and not in a religious way, in an ethics way. It was very fascinating to me. And I felt like I became a better person, best person I've been. And that's, the channel was half frustration, half humor, and wanting to create, because I made short films and I worked on things and I wanted to be creative, and I couldn't find a creative output that could fuse the two things. It was really tough to, you know, it's hard. It's hard to express your views politically and make content at the same time without putting a lot of people off. But, you know, I found an exaggeration I liked. I went with it. Some of you guys are crazy. You know, this has been a crazy ride, and we've been on it. But my story is a sad one, because I've lost almost all of my friends due to this change. And people close to my family have been affected by it, and girlfriends even in the past. You know, it changes everything. It's like coming out as gay or something. Like, when you come out not liberal, people really flip their shit. Like, if you disagree with any concept, and it's what it is, I accept it. You know, I don't fight it anymore. You can't fight the you can't fight who you are, really, either. You gotta accept it at some point. But it was tough for me, and it's been very tough, but I'm enjoying it now, because, you know, in the wake of Donald Trump and what happened and Brexit, it's clear that there are a lot of people now that don't like social justice and PC culture, and I'm glad that that's coming back, and hopefully we get, hopefully Hollywood has a crash, all this stuff has a crash, and we get back to some kind of 70s thing where everyone talks shit about everything, we're cynical, we break down and all, and then we can kind of come back. I think we need it. Comedians need to have balls. They don't need to be safe with Donald Trump. They need to actually attack everyone. You know, we need more. We need more Baby Driver. You know, we need more Stranger Things. That's the best way I can explain it. Like, we need more, like, stuff that isn't fucking so dominated by this narrative. I'm so sick of it. I mean, you turn, my friend was telling me just yesterday, he goes, man, you just turn the news on, if Trump takes a shit, it's like, oh, some kind of collusion, or you know, it's evil. I mean, it's every fucking day. It's 7 days a week. That's all it is. It's a reality show. It's wrestling. It's tiring. It's overwhelming. And it's from these fucking assholes on the left, because, you know, they're trying to fight fire with Trump, and they're not letting Trump put his own fire out, because they're just adding more. It's just insane. It's a bad idea. You know, it's like trying to put more fire around Satan. He's just gonna win. It's in hell. I mean, Trump has created his own hell, and he's controlling it, baby. You know, it's shitty, because these people won't learn. They seem to still be using the, like, everyone's evil, everyone's a racist. I mean, I got out of this years ago, like, 4 or 5 years ago, I quit being into that kind of stuff, being like, man, this fucking ridiculous, because I used to call people racist. I used to say, like, oh, cops are all racist, man, black people have it harder than everyone, women are treated, I was such a fucking cuck. I can admit it, I was cuckle-doo-to-doo, but you know, now I'm like, hey, man, fuck it. People can do what they want. Leave people alone. That's my attitude. Just leave people alone. Do as long as they're not hurting other people. Like, as long as they're not physically hurting anyone or something. But let people do what they want. And, man, you just, that's a bold thing to say in today's world. It's a crazy world we live in where that's a bold thing to say. It's an outlandish thing to say. And, it's unfortunate, but I guess it's what the struggle always is when you're part of something, not necessarily a movement or a culture war. I mean, like, when you're not the majority in a sense, and I don't mean being a minority, but when you actually realize, like, oh wow, I was in a bubble. I did kind of think like everyone else, and now I think for myself, and I'm willing to change my mind again if things change in the future, because I'm not gonna just go with one way. I don't have to. I can do what I want to do, and I don't have to trust any president. I don't have to trust any figure who is, you know, in charge or whatever. You know, I can think for myself. I can criticize them when I want to. I can, but I'm just so sick of, you have to be one way. You have to hate Donald Trump. You have to be pro Black Lives Matter. You have to be pro feminism. You have to be pro transgenders. You have to be pro changing legislation. You have to be, I mean, everything. You can't just get a break. sucks. You can't get a fucking break anymore. It's like, we have enough shit going on. I'm sick of you guys telling me how shitty I am. So, with I don't know, if PC culture is going down, which it may not be or not. I'm not really sure. We may be winning or losing. I have no fucking idea. I guess we won't know for a few years. PC culture, it seems like there's a lot of people underground, like Chud, that we did not know. You know, so it's getting to that point. I do think there's a comfort in that a lot of people do seem to want this to stop the insane PC culture, the tone policing and the safe space bullshit, universities, Evergreen. It seems like a lot of people are getting tired of this, and that's comforting. But, you know, the awakening, the woke moment, is just, you know, realizing you were lied to in a sense, and that people tried to influence you, and you can't let that happen. That's religious behavior. That's cultish behavior. That's why you got to be against things like Islam. That's why you got to be against those things, because they're driven by that. And at one point in your life, you were probably that way. And I'm not knocking if you're religious. That's fine. I'm just saying you let other people make a lot of your decisions for you instead of getting there yourself. And I'm hoping these people can drift away from this groupthink and actually be brave enough to go learn things for themselves and things for themselves, because I think it'll make them happier. I think that's why so many people are unhappy, is they feel really lonely right now, and they want people to make them feel better about themselves instead of building themselves up. But I guess I'm ranting on at this point. Leave your opinion in the comments section. What's your red pill story? Did you have a woke moment when you realized the narrative? I know some people want to unsub for me when I say this stuff. They go, well, you used to be a liberal. You used to, like, you know, people get mad. They get mad if you don't blindly love Donald Trump, they get mad. And I'm like, dude, I'm not telling you what to do. You can do whatever you want. Disagree with me, it's fine. But I am going to be completely against political correctness. I'm going to fight for free speech. I'm going to be against this pronoun thing no matter what. And I'm going to fight to tooth and nail about it. And I'm not going to change what I want to say. And I'm going to keep making the content I want to make. And people could tell me it sucks, but no one should tell me that I can't make it. So that's the important part. But like and subscribe. And I'll see you assholes next time. You guys have a good day now. I'm going to go shoot me some coons. Hunt me some beaver. And I mean actual beaver, not the lady kind.